A new battle over money in politics.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. We'll get the global perspective on business and economics from the BBC in a moment. First, today is the third anniversary of Citizens United. The Supreme Court ruling opened the door to a new flood of money in politics. Critics have been trying to chip away at the ruling's impact. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Some outside groups like super PACs do have to disclose their donors, but other nonprofit organizations never have to say where they got their campaign cash. It's become known as dark money. Millions of it poured into the 2012 election. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is proposing new rules to shine some light on the dark money. Any nonprofit spending at least $10,000 on a campaign in New York would have to list its donors. Schneiderman says it could be a long list.
New York is a place where people raise a lot of money, and that gives us jurisdiction over a lot of these shadowy nonprofits.
New York is the first state to propose such strict new rules. Supporters of campaign finance reform hope it won't be the last. Craig Holman is the money and politics lobbyist for Public Citizen.
What I'm hoping for is that the actions by the New York State Attorney General will serve as a model for other states coming out with their own transparency proposals.
New York plans to finalize its new rules in time for local elections in the fall. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.